So I want to get into new approaches to this problem, and maybe one way you can do that is to hear about your 66-year-old man.
So this 66-year-old gentleman, so in the fall of 2007, he had a bone marrow biopsy because he had anemia, and he had the old-fashioned get a colonoscopy, didn't find a reason for the anemia, have another colonoscopy, still didn't find the reason for the anemia. And then it was noticed that he did not have microcytic anemia, he actually had macrocytic anemia. And he got his bone marrow biopsy, and lo and behold, they saw fibrosis there and kind of took a look at his counts and say, okay, you have some early progenitors in your circulating blood, you have an enlarged spleen, let's check for JAK2. And that was negative. And so about that time, calreticulin mutation testing was kind of coming out, and he got tested, and he was found to have a type 1 calreticulin mutation. So that helped kind of seal the diagnosis of myelofibrosis. Ultimately, he was started on ruxolitinib at kind of a low dose, but he didn't really tolerate it very well. He actually developed transfusion dependence, even on such a very, very low dose. His anemia when he was first diagnosed was kind of borderline anyways, and then over time it had become lower and lower, and adding the ruxolitinib in just kind of tanked his red cell count.